Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good evening and welcome into the Players Show here on WWL, AMFM, and .com. I'm Christian Garrick. You can also check us out at radio.com. Pleased to be joined by Saints defensive end Trey Hendrickson. Trey, thank you for the time, and how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Trey, what was this offseason like considering the COVID-19, not just once you guys got in the building, but preparing for a season on your own, which typically you guys would be in and out of the buildings for OTAs, et cetera. What was that like?
Well, you know, not having OTAs was interesting, but I mean, we did a good job handling the virtual meetings and such. So I think we got a good piece of, football school there. And then reporting back, you know, the first couple of days was weird, but then after that, it just becomes a part of the routine.
Trey, after Monday night, is it fair to say that you guys are, as a team, a little angry about what happened and are quickly trying to look to right the ship?
Well, you know, I think the NFL players are talented in this league, and I don't think you get here liking to lose, you know. So, I mean, we're all in like-minded and ready to move forward onto the next week, and right now that's Green Bay.
Trey, good news today that there are going to be some fans in the stands in the Superdome on Sunday Night Football when you guys take on the Packers. I'm sure you're excited to at least learn that, just to have some fans back in the stands supporting you guys.
Yeah, I think it's good for us and the fans. You know, we're in this together, you know, and that was one of the things that being drafted here in New Orleans said, we have one-of-a-kind fans here, and it's good to have people back in the dome.
Trey Hendrickson, Saints defensive end, here on the Players Show. And Trey, go back to this offseason, never mind COVID-19, but is there anything that, and albeit you guys were probably on a lockdown, but is there anything you got into because of being locked down, because everybody was kind of locked down and shut down, maybe a book, a movie, a series on Netflix? Was there anything that you kind of rediscovered or discovered?
Well, you know, I can't speak for the majority, but I was focused on football through the whole thing. You know, I'm going into my last year here and on the contract, and, you know, I'm fortunate to play with guys like Cam and Marcus, you know, they and Alex Okafor, and, you know, they've led by an example. So, you know, they're good players on the field, but they're great players off the field as well. So,
Trey, where has your game grown from year one?
Well, you know, I just feel like I'm adapting and learning to overcome adversity in every frame of the word, you know, on the field, off the field. It's just, you keep grinding, give your 100% effort every day and start off by making your bet, you know.
Trey Hendrickson, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk featuring the Players Show. And Trey, what have you seen from Green Bay so far in film study? What kind of challenges do they present to you guys?
Well, you know, they're a good offense, you know, but I take a lot of pride in our defense, you know, so I think we're ready for any challenge. But, you know, specifically, you know, they've been hammering away at the run game, you know, so we're here to set edges, stop the run, and pass rush. So,
what makes them so good in the running game? Is it obviously they've got good players, but is there a specific reason?
Well, I can't speak for them. I've just watched them play other teams. So, I mean, for us, we know what we're going to do to stop that run, and that's what we plan to do on Sunday.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here featuring the Players Show on WWL.
First incompletion, sits the interception for Brady. They set up a screen, and he's hit from behind. Trey Hendrickson with the sack. The Bucs try to do a little bit of trickeration, kind of fake the reverse, come back to set up the screen, and Trey Hendrickson shakes off a block, and a big sack brings up fourth down and a whole bunch.
That is the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, and we've got Trey Hendrickson here with us on the Players Show on Sports Talk. Trey, what's it like hearing your former teammate, Zach Streif, call your name and call a highlight of yours?
Zach's a great guy. You know, I had I came in as a rookie, and that guy is a mountain of a man. So, I mean, getting ready to welcome to the league kind of thing was definitely there with Zach.
Hey, in Alvin Kamara's podcast, I think with Cam Jordan as well, they said that that Austin Carr is the worst dressed Saint. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't get in on all the. I just don't want to be the worst personally.
Trey, hold on 1 second. Let's put you on hold for a second because we got bad connection. I'm getting every other word. If we can reconnect with Trey, hold on 1 second, Trey. We're going to try to fix this and sort this out. Trey Hendrickson, Saints defensive end, here on the Players Show on Sports Talk. Mortgage Financial phone lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. I want to ask him that again because it cut out. I just think it was funny how Alvin Kamara and Cam Jordan and others on their podcast have said that Austin Carr is the worst-dressed Saint. I'll take their word for it. I mean, they see him more often than certainly we do. Well, who's the best? If Austin's the worst, who would be the best-dressed would be my question. We're gonna get Trey Hendrickson on here in a few moments. All right, he's calling us back here in a second. Look, Trey Hendrickson had a big game against the Buccaneers, sack and a half. He's grown quite a bit in year four now. He is in the final year of his contract, and players know that. And that's when you see them really start to step up and make plays. They're trying to get paid by the team that they're playing for or another team around the league. It's an important year for Trey Hendrickson, indeed. And former third-round draft pick. And I thought, you know, at times when he's healthy, man, he can be productive. He's been bit by the injury bug a few times, unfortunately. But now that he's healthy, it's good to see him move around and contribute along the defensive line. By the way, Marcus Davenport back at practice today. That's a positive. Davenport missed the first 2 weeks with an injury. So it might looks like they might get him back this week. Got a text here at 504-260-1870. Let's see. It says, is it possible that Michael Thomas plays against the Packers this weekend? I guess anything's possible. But, again, you're dealing with a high ankle sprain. And Mike Thomas is as tough as they get. And I wouldn't put anything past him. But my thought on it is, hey, do you want Michael Thomas dealing with this nagging injury all year long? Or do you want him to get fully healthy and have him down the stretch? Yeah, it stinks that he's not playing. But they can win without Mike Thomas. That's another excuse I haven't heard this week, and I'm surprised that, oh, that's the reason because they missed Michael Thomas. Yeah, sure, they missed him, but that's not the reason why they lost to the Raiders. But, again, I don't think he plays this week. I don't think he plays the following week. Maybe after the bye, after the Monday night game against the Chargers, there's a chance, I guess. He saw a foot and ankle specialist, reportedly. I think the same one that looked at Tua Tagovailoa's injuries, his ankles. So we'll see if that speeds up any kind of recovery. Mike Thomas works really hard. I imagine he rehabs really hard. So I could see him try to beat that timetable of 4 to 6 weeks on an ankle sprain. All right, we're going to get Trey Hendrickson on here shortly. Why don't we go? Yeah, let's go ahead and clear a break. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. I reconnected with Trey Hendrickson, Saints defensive lineman here on the Players Show. Welcome back, Trey. I asked you before the break, before we had that little issue about Alvin Kamara and Cam Jordan saying that Austin Carr is the worst-dressed Saint on the team, and I didn't get an answer because you kind of cut out a little bit, but what was your answer?
You agree with that? I try to stay out of it and and worry about my dressing myself.
Okay, so where do you rank your dress ability, your dress game compared to your teammates?
Well, I mean, I can credit my wife for whatever wardrobe I have, you know, because she's keeping me on the right track. Elisa's great with all the fashion stuff. So yeah, I don't know where I rank because I clearly don't know what I'm doing.
So who is the best dressed? Do you know that?
Campo's got a good suit on, you know. So, I mean, he's always keeping it fresh.
Trey Henderson, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk. Trey, let's start with Trey's journey to the NFL. What age did you start playing football?
I think I was around 10 to 12 years old, so sometime around there in like one of those little Pop Warner leagues. I feel like forever ago now.
So were you always a defensive player, or did you play on both sides when you started playing? Were you ever a running back or anything like that?
I played tight end and defensive end all through high school and a little bit in college. They had a couple packages in there, so that was fun.
Where'd you go to high school?
Apopka High School.
That's in Florida,
that's,
right?
Florida, yeah, North Orlando, Florida. It's a great school.
And then how much attention did you get from colleges coming out?
Well, I was two-star defensive end. A lot of the bigger schools were either a preferred walk-on or a redshirt offer, you know, and a lot of them wanted me to play tight end. So it was kind of thin pickings to get a defensive end shot that didn't want to redshirt me because I wanted to play immediately.
Talking with Trey Henderson, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk featuring the Players Show. Then you end up at Florida Atlantic University out of Apopka High School. Was Florida Atlantic University an easy choice for you?
Yeah, it was close to home, you know, and I got it down to about three. I think it was Marshall, Western Kentucky, or FAU, and I think I chose the right decision. I mean, I had a great college career with them, and football taught me a lot with Coach Charlie Partridge. So learned a lot about defensive ends, things to expect in the NFL, and he did a great job mentoring me with Terrence Jameson as well.
Coming out of Florida Atlantic, headed into the NFL, what do you remember about the entire draft process, the combine workouts and all that stuff? What do you remember about the year that you ended up getting drafted?
Well, I was hungry. You know, I felt like I had a lot to prove, and, you know, a lot of that's translated still to this day. So, you know, it's really been the same mindset since I've really been playing football. I've always been chasing either, you know, a three-star recruit, and then it gets all the way up to draft picks, and then it, you know, we got amazing talent to compete with in our D-line room every day, and been truly blessed to always have a rabbit in front of me that I can chase.
It just goes to show you, Trey, I think these star ranking systems are a little silly. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu was a two-star recruit coming out of high school. Jordan Jefferson from LSU was a two-star. You were a two-star. You made it. I mean, it's just, I think some of it's a little overhyped. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Well, I think it all starts with your mindset. You know, how do you take being a two-star? You know, for me, I wouldn't change my journey for the world. I feel truly blessed to always stay hungry and have a chip on my shoulder. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it goes from player to player. I mean, if every two-star had this mentality, I bet you there'd be a lot more two-stars in the NFL.
Prior to getting drafted by the Saints, had they been on the radar at all in the combine, any kind of interviews? Had they shown you any attention the year they ended up drafting you?
I remember having a great interview with our assistant GM, Jeff Ireland. He was it was a really cool experience at the East-West Shrine Game, talking about pass rush and, you know, a little background and all that stuff. I mean, he's a great man. And that was the one thing I looked back on when I thought, that might be the reason. So, you know, it was a great experience, and I was fortunate and blessed to be a part of the East-West Shrine Game as well.
Trey, who did you grow up kind of idolizing or modeling your game after playing the sport?
I watched a lot of Chris Long and Ryan Kerrigan, still rushing up in the Washington football team. So those guys I emulated them and what they did, and, you know, they're Robert Ninkovich as well. You know, he was with the Saints for a little bit. So, I mean, they were just guys that fit my mold and, you know, really just talented pass rushers.
Trey, what do you do when you want to escape from football? I mean, you can't think about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. What do you do to kind of unwind?
Well, you know, when I get home, it's still kind of a part of the routine. You know, it's there's not a whole lot to do with the whole COVID-19 this year, but right now it's just, you know, you stay hydrated, you know, you're studying film and get on to the next day.
When it's not football season, though, I mean, do you have something, a hobby or anything like that when you...
I love to go fishing with my dad. We just jump in the car and we hit either the east or the west coast. You know, it's a great thing just to, you know, get out there and bait the hook and let it go.
Freshwater or saltwater?
Both. I mean, it's always a good day on the water.
What's your favorite fish to catch?
I love the redfish. So, I mean, being here in Louisiana, it's, you know, I didn't know that you could catch redfish with a bobber, but you can do that here.
It's a cork, Trey. We call it a cork. You know what I mean?
A cork. Yeah, I'm with you.
I just wanted to get you up on the Louisiana lingo. What's your favorite Louisiana or New Orleans dish food?
Well, the crawfish season is a really special time to, you know, sit around with friends and family, and I'm starting to adapt that into my own family. Like, I have my dad comes in with his best friends, and we all sit down and we get some crawfish.
Do you boil yourself?
We gave it a shot. I wouldn't say it was well done, but you have to start somewhere. So we definitely tried.
All right, let's step away and come back here. It's Trey Henderson, Saints defensive end. It's the Players Show here on Sports Talk on WWL. That was Trey Henderson last year in the season opener against the Houston Texans. He's on the line with us right now, Trey Henderson, Saints defensive lineman. And Trey, dog or cats, which do you prefer?
I have two dogs, so I'm definitely a dog guy, but I do love cats as well. Like, my dad raised us to have all kinds of animals when I was growing up, so, I mean, they're both very special.
What kind of dogs?
I have two Pomeranians.
Two Pomeranians, okay. Names?
Macy and Evie.
Macy and Evie, okay. Any significance, or was that just out of...
No, just drove by Macy's and...
pretty simple, that's for sure. Trey, if we can get back to training camp, once you guys arrived in training camp in the ramp-up period opposed to and then you got into the practices, did you find that the practices were as competitive as they always been under the COVID-19 guidelines?
Yeah, I think we've done a good job here of always having a competitive atmosphere. If it was, practice all the way down to, ping pong or playing Super Smash Brothers. So, our team is very competitive in everything we do. So this is nothing new. It could have been here or the parking lot we were going to be hitting.
Trey, several of your teammates have embraced the Super Bowl or bust kind of a mantra. I mean, Teron Armstead said it pretty much day one. Why are you guys so willing to embrace that when other teams wouldn't?
I'm actually not familiar with the term. Can you explain that to me? I'm sorry.
Teron Armstead said this season is Super Bowl or bust.
Gotta have it. Yeah. We've always, like, since I've been here, that's been the mindset and the goal. I don't think any team should go into a season without that. But, I mean, it's truly a belief that runs through our blood here in Saints culture. You know, like, every season, I mean, we're putting our name in the hat. So, it's a big year for us, and we all know that. And that's the significance of, bouncing back this next week on Sunday.
What's the locker room like these days? Do y'all have some, plexiglass in between each locker room? Can you kind of lay that out as what that looks like?
They've done a great job in keeping the social distancing and all the protocols that the NFL gave us. You know, Bo Lowry's done a fantastic job of directing the right path. Everybody's in masks. We have our, our distancing trackers and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's top notch and it's very clean. And I'm proud to say I'm a part of the organization.
Trey Henderson, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk featuring the Players Show. Trey, we talked about the Packers and what they present And obviously we talked about the Raiders in the opening game against the Buccaneers as well. Did you notice with no preseason games, is there any rust at all? I can't tell if there is or not.
Well, we've done it again, we've done a good job of preparing as if we, had these kind of things. If it was a scrimmage, if it was a game-like situation in the stadium, we had the crowd noise going. I mean, we did a very good job preparing for the season so that there was no rust. Speaking personally, I think they did a great job. I didn't feel any different than the other openers in the past.
What does your body feel like now, and is it different than in the past when you had a training camp the way you did, and then preseason games now? Going into week three, does your body feel any different than it did 2 or 3 years ago when things were normal?
Well, the great thing about being a football player is you find a way to flush games and flush seasons and stuff like that. So really, I think my body feels great right now. I don't remember a camp where I was coming out, worse for the wear, but there's injuries happen all the time and these kind of things. So it happens. So, I've been fortunate to be healthy and ready to go this season. So
how would you describe the Packers offensive line?
They're a tough group, but they also got a game plan for a tough D line this week. So we're ready to bring it, and I'm excited to get after it on Sunday.
Is Cam the jokester amongst the defensive line? Is he the comedian?
Yeah, Campus is a fair share of jabs. He's definitely got the credibility as the jokester for sure.
Do you get any in?
Actually, you got to keep up with him. If he's coming after you, you definitely got to put out the fire before it gets out of control. Yeah, definitely.
Does Ryan Nielsen? Does he have any comedic value? Is he pretty entertaining at times?
Yeah, he's always put together a good camp to keep everybody entertained here and there, and he's a good guy, and he keeps us definitely on our toes.
What has he meant for your development? A lot of the D linemen I've talked to said he's a big part of why they've progressed.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be. I've been there for the process of him. As I was a rookie, he was a rookie, so we were kind of going through it together and figuring it out. So, it's been fun. My fundamentals and technique, it's definitely improved. And, if you buy into the coaching, and that's what he really asked from you, is if you buy in and we're really in this together, he doesn't want to make us, bad football players. So he's a great coach, and I've been fortunate and blessed to have him.
As a player, how do you want to be coached? Can you describe that? In other words, do you want the brutal, honest truth?
I've had the most coaches have the same mindset where, they feel like that's the way that we're approaching it. You have to be coachable. You can't really have a favorite in the NFL. You have to adapt. So I do like knowing when I mess up and knowing when I'm doing good. So this is an environment where I've thrived in, and we can be honest with each other, and it's a definitely good working atmosphere.
What has Cam Jordan meant to you as a young player coming in as kind of the leader of that D-line group?
Well, he set the example since I walked through the door. That's the guy, who's doing the work on the field and doing the work off the field. And, there's a time for everything. And he's a great example of how to be a professional. So I've, it was great watching him as a football player, and he's a good friend as well. So it's been an interesting 4 years, ups and downs and how he handled everything. And we're excited to get after it on Sunday with him.
Trey, I know you're an all business kind of guy, but what's your favorite movie of all time?
Well, the Star Wars collection has a special place.
Yes.
I used to watch those with my grandfather when I was a kid. So, Darth Vader's definitely my guy. So,
yes, that is music to my ears, Trey. Favorite episode in the Star Wars saga?
Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mine's Return of the Jedi. Mine's Return of the Jedi, but Empire Strikes Back is a good one.
Yeah, so it's all on what side you're rooting for.
So which side do you root for?
I'm a Darth Vader guy, man. It's a great – it's watching the Anakin process and all that stuff. It's it's a good story. It's hard not to root for that kind of character.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I kind of pull for the dark side too at times, in particular Darth Vader. I've got several Darth Vader shirts. I make this joke all the time. You may not want to comment on it, but whatever. I think Bill Belichick's a Sith Lord. I do. I think he can. I think he can shoot lightning out of his fingers. I really do.
That's awesome.
I mean, if I'm just being honest. Anyway, so do you like the prequels, like the Clone Wars and all that stuff? Because I know a lot of Star Wars fans kind of they shove those off.
Yeah, I'm here for all of it. You know, it's just a part of the journey. And it, like I said, I grew up watching it with my grandfather, and it holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. That's for sure. I had no idea you were a Star Wars guy. That's good. Good to hear. That's for sure. You guys got to play in the Death Star last week. That's what they called it, at least. And I'm sure that was a reference for Star Wars. And Trey, what about comedy? What's your, if you need to laugh, what do you do?
Comedy? Well, I haven't really branched out as much as I should. But, you know, I mean, here and there, I mean, there's some funny stuff all over the internet. So, I mean, I just scroll through. I'm not really on the huge comedian. So, I mean, if I had to, probably grew up with Seinfeld. My sister loves Seinfeld, so, I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big Seinfeld fan as well. Trey, all right, that's a wrap, man. Thank you so much for visiting with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.